It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert, coming to you from Nazareth, Israel, after a full day of touring today, so this will be a shortened report, but wanted to get in touch today just in case you had heard some news from Israel today about an explosion along Israel's northern border. We actually saw the Israeli Air Force heading northward as we were at the site of El Ahwat, which is an archaeological site connected to the Canaanite general Sisera, actually a Sardinian general who was serving the Canaanite king Yavin of Hazor. Anyway, we saw the planes going overhead on their way north, and turned out it was a routine operation along the northern border with Lebanon, where two Israeli soldiers were injured as they were operating an armored vehicle during a routine operation. They were brought to the Galilee Medical Center. As of this recording on Tuesday evening, they are being treated, one undergoing surgery, but both expected to live. Landmine detonated as they were working along the border. Also going on today, speaking of Israel, the liberals here in Israel are kind of laughing about news that China has brokered a resumption of direct relations, diplomatic relations between Saudi Arabia and Iran. This is because liberals here in Israel thought it would spoil, or that it did spoil, Benjamin Netanyahu's meeting with Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni last week during his visit to Rome. This development is hindering one of Netanyahu's main top foreign policy goals, which is getting the Saudis to join the Abraham Accords and normalize relations with Israel. That would be a real coup for Israel, probably of some benefits to the Saudis as well. But because the Biden administration has pivoted away from Saudi Arabia, continuing a move that began under former President Barack Obama, proving once again that the Biden administration is really Barack Obama's third term, driving the Saudis away from the United States and the U.S.'s main ally in the Middle East, Israel, and into the arms of China. China brokered a deal bringing together the world's main Sunni and Shia Muslim powers. China's benefit in all of this is that it gives them a more direct route for the Silk Road Initiative, the Belt and Road Initiative, which is really the 21st century version of the old Silk Road. And it sets up new alliances between Sunni and Shia Muslims that seemed almost unthinkable just a few years ago. There are prophetic implications to this and not good ones. The only good thing you can take out of this is that when we see these things coming together with this type of, well, dire end times consequences, look up, because redemption draws near. Other news going on today, another $350 million promised on Monday by the Biden administration, military aid for Ukraine, as the U.S., the Biden administration, that is, promising to fight Russia to the last Ukrainian, while China's President Xi meeting with Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Essentially, this is China and Russia saying, oh, well, okay, the bifurcation, the division of the world continues, as you've got the majority of the world's population on one side, with China, India siding with Russia, and the global south, except for Australia and New Zealand, taking Russia's side in this proxy war between Russia and the West. And the U.S. government apparently trying to figure out how to guarantee all $18 trillion in bank deposits here in the United States. Stock market actually up on Tuesday as pressure on intermediate-sized banks seems to have eased just a little bit. But over the weekend, Bloomberg News reported that mid-sized banks in the U.S. are demanding that the federal government institute a two-year total deposit insurance scheme, that the FDIC somehow insure all bank deposits for a period of 2 years. Now, again, I said there are $18 trillion in bank deposits here in the United States. The FDIC insurance fund only has $125 billion. $125 billion, meaning they've just got $17,875 billion to go. This is what you call fuzzy math. I think what we're looking at here, if the federal government actually tries to do something like this, we're looking at the federalization, nationalization of the banking industry here, and ultimately the creation of a central bank digital currency. SkyWatch TV's virtual spring virtual conference, by the way, is based on that theme, One World Rising. Don't miss this. This is vital information, and you're getting it from speakers like Tom Horn, Carl Gallups, Ryan Peterson, Colonel David Giamona, Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Igal German, Zach Drew, well, yours truly, and many others. You can get the complete list of speakers at the conference website, which is defenderconference.com. Here's the thing. The conference launches April 21st. When it does, you get access to all of the conference presentations, all six SkyWatch Films documentaries to watch on your schedule. You essentially set the conference schedule, and if you register now through April 1st, you save $10. The early bird discount through April 1st, use promo code EARLYBIRD23 when you check out, and that knocks $10 off the registration. Again, information that is very timely and becoming more so with each passing day, as we draw closer and closer to building back Babel, which is really what this is all about. Find out more and register online at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. Again, since we are in Israel and touring with a full day of touring just about every single day, just conferences during the day and presentations in the evening, I'll do my best to keep these reports and updates coming to you as best I can. But again, probably will not be a five-day-a-week schedule. But until next time, we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.